Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone, to the Deanne Burnley Show, and I'm back. Yep, I'm back. And a lot of things to kind of talk about today. I'm going to start off in saying hi, everyone. Miss you. I hope someone missed me out there. I'm coming back on periodically, but more coming up in the next couple of weeks. A lot of new things. I keep saying that, but there are in the works. And anyway, the topics today, as I cover the Kennedy assassination, if you go on to my Facebook account, which is The Deanne Burnley Show, there's a link there relating to an unknown factor in regards to a man that was in a prison cell with Oswald. Tells a whole different story, tying Oswald to Jack Ruby. The interesting thing is I had entered these ties in several years back. I put together a website dealing with that subject, and I'm going to discuss that here. And it coincides with an article, an actual story that was released on the regular media, which many people probably did not see. That's an important link to the death of a president. And some of the information will also conclude into a look-in to a similar situation in Oklahoma City and World Trade Center. Hidden factors in regards to gun running and various other things that were never reported. But we will talk about that. We will also cover the situation with new reports in the news concerning fast food restaurants and them coming out of the equation and stating that we're going to put real stuff in your food now. So when I said that and saw that, it was like real stuff, real food, you know, what's in it? You know, we have had reports, but it's more deeper than you will imagine. It has to do with the reason why people are sick, why people are more heavier than ever before, and they can't lose weight. I'll explain more when we go to that segment. Then we're going to talk about other things that are in the news. This casino conspiracy, I would call it, the train conspiracy of the trains crashing and derailment. Many things are happening here in the United States that we can't even follow. And it's kind of good to know the causes and the effects and the whys, the history of why, and then where we are present to understand how to deal with the future. Because all of that information is relative to where we stand right now in our condition. Even the thing in regards to the housing industry. All is a part and clues of what is next to happen. People used to analyze, you know, everything is more fast-paced today, and we barely are able to sustain ourselves in this new environment. Many, many are striving in it because there's new opportunities and new ways of creating economic strategies and money. Well, let's start with the first story. I'm going to begin with the story, and I'm going to hold off on the Oswald stuff to the end of the program if people want to hear and listen. But let's talk about the fast food industry. The situation that we, you know, we go out and we get things, and we have to get things fast to eat because we're on the go. Some jobs only give you 20 minutes for lunch. Some of them give you 30 minutes. It's not even basic time to get out and sit down anywhere. So cars load up through the fast food drive-thru, pick up lunch and meals. And when they get off of work or going to a business appointment, you run through there to get, you know, cups of coffee, soda. Who knows? Just to get something to eat, a snack on. Many of us don't have time to go into grocery stores and plan a lot of lab meals because just imagine in the course of the day, you have children. You have to take care of your kids. You have to get them room for in the morning to go to school. then you have to rush around and try to clean your house or do what you got to do to get yourself dressed for work. Hours go by, the time moves fast. You have to leave in the car and run to the nearest train station to get to the metro, whatever, to get down to your work. And then you jump off the train and you walk with droves and droves of people to get to work, to sit there and work and be told, you know, you have to work explicitly these hours and you can't get up and go and roam around and do anything that you need to do. So that's why these cell phones became very much a need, because people could make calls on the go, try to take care of their family matters on the fly and do what they could do. But then to eat, you don't have time. And because we eat the way we do, we're not exercising. We're not removing the food bowl out of our system. It sits there. It sits there, and we have more and more contaminants adding in to our solar system, which is our bloodstream, which is our bodies, which is our minds. So report on the TV, the disturbing last couple of days, has been these reports that have been on constantly. Oh, okay. What we're going to do right now is this restaurant is going to discontinue this. This restaurant is going to discontinue GMO products. This restaurant is going to put real black pepper in the spices. Now, when I heard the black pepper thing, I was like, wow. Black pepper is not even real in some of these places. I was just totally appalled, but it's going to get deeper. And let me read what I put together and let you understand how bad this is. Soft drinks, for one. The caramel coloring, instead of being melted sugar, but it's all synthetically made. Yes, synthetically made. Reactive sugar with ammonia in it, ammonia, sulfites. This process results in chemicals like methazoma and metamizoma, which is linked to thyroid and liver and lung cancer. Now, you hear me on that? The caramel coloring that you would think is supposed to be melted sugar is not. It's synthetic. And it causes liver, thyroid, and lung cancer. That's just on drinking caramel color. Wow. It goes on. As well as leukemia. The two made with ammonia, class 3, and IV, then at the harmful ones, the harmful ones, this is not on any of the labels of fast foods, because fast food doesn't give you labels what's in your food. They hand you a receipt, and the receipt tells you how much you owe. The standards in this are Wendy's, Sweet and Low. You know, everybody's going to the, oh, I got to get Sweet and Low. I got to get this stuff, this chemical. It's going to lower my weight. Well, that chemical's got stuff in it that will not lower your weight. It causes thyroid, lung, cancer, as well as leukemia. Wendy's, Sweet and Low, remember this. Sauces from Chick and Phil. Ice cream sodas that are in Chick and Phil have that product in it. It's caramel, fake caramel. People going to Wendy's, okay, alleged that unused burger meat from the night before and burnt meat from the whole day prior are often basically reloaded into machines to make chili. Yes, the chili. And the buckets that are used to place the chili in go unclean for a day, which could result in bacteria. Okay, gets even deeper. The HEK298, which I reported constantly for the long length of time because it was reported in Pepsi and Starbucks products, and it went on, the list was huge, Nestle products, et cetera, et cetera. It says that rumors stating we're all false flags. That's what they want you to believe. Right. And they said that this was put out by the Christian community, but in fact, it was a company involved in using fetal material from human baby cells and using material from monkey cells and other genetic material to stop the taste sensors in your tongue to realize sugar, which results in food companies lowering the overhead when purchasing ingredients, thus lowering the cost and overhead while dealing with the cost of general operations. Then they're creating enough consumable products, and food for the general public. There are times the expenses are so great within the business of fast food industry for advertising, employment, insurance, safety against lawsuits, not to state taxes, expenses for doing business in order to keep their doors open, they then need to cut expenditures. So therefore, when companies come to them with additives and GMO products, other chemicals, it's a lot cheaper than putting real food in. And thus, it lowers your bottom line. What would you do if you were a business owner? Then on the backside, they make donations to world causes, maybe to balance out the condition that might be felt on the moral issue of giving food that has these contaminants in it. My fear is that within the crisis of Ebola, mad cow disease, and all the other man-made diseases, is that the same species eat from material and flesh of their own species. Now, they'll tell you this. When you eat your same species, you get this situation of a bacteria in your system can transmit from one species to another, man to man, animal to animal. That's what caused mad cow. Mad cows were not just eating cows. They were mixing in the feed that they were eating. They had dead cattle to, and basically enhanced with the growth hormones and other stuff. They just added it into the cattle feed. So that's when people started noticing cows dying because it started affecting the nervous system and they started dropping dead all over the place. Because, again, it's costly for farmers and people to produce all this food. So there was synthetic food offered up, just like the fast food industry, to cattle and chicken and things like that. So, you know, a chicken is not as big as what we see in the store. Chicken is a little bird. Not little bird, not a huge, humongous thing that we're seeing right now. That's built up because of growth hormones, whatever else they're feeding the chickens. So the thing is that we're not eating healthy. We're eating chemicals, and we're dying quickly from the chemicals. And you can't eat the same species, by the way. And this is the reason why there's Ebola. It's a disease that triggers Ebola, and I did a whole report on that, in which I gather a lot of people did not look at. But see, I did have an opportunity for a small length of time to work in a bio laboratory, and I did a lot of cancer research and studies because my mother had cancer back in the 60s. I loved my mother to death, and I did not want to see her, you know, pass on. And at 9, I did massive researches and reading on cancer, cell research, blood, and everything else. Though I got sick later on, I started moving away from the way I was basically taught by my mother to cure things. My mother was part Cherokee. And I moved away and got into the situation of the regular medical, you know, industry. And that's when I got sick. And now I'll talk more about it. Because somebody called me about a bill from a hospital that I would claim caused me to have some of these conditions, which I didn't have before. Going on with the story. Today, there's news stories out there. The initiation of fat, let's talk about that. I was looking at this singer, Smith. He was talking about Joe Smith, talking about how people call him fat. But it's not what he is fat. We look at people, oh, they're fat and things. It's a chemical imbalance in people right now because what you're eating is not natural food. It's not even, I wouldn't even call it processed food. It's deadly chemical food with biochemicals in it that's causing genetic growth. Imagine giving a cow a growth hormone. And how do you expect eating meat from something that has a growth hormone not to enter into your body? So if you're eating something that has that in it, it's going to affect your body the same thing the way it affected the cow that, you know, ate it, or the chicken that ate it, or whatever it is, including fruits and vegetables. It's not normal. It's not grown properly. And therefore, we're eating things that are attacking our whole immune system. A lot of the situation with fat is not fat. It might be accumulation of inflammation throughout people's bodies because of the situation with all this mess that's in our food. We make fun of fat people. We laugh about it. But, you know, a couple of days you go down there to these fast food restaurants and keep eating their chemicals and have chemtrails spilling stuff down from the sky, which has heavy metals and toxics in it, including plasma, which is blood that's coming down. It's produced in the rain and various things. Think of how sick your body's going to get. And could you pop up fat maybe in the next couple of months? So why is it that we can't treat people the way we want to be treated? Why do we have to laugh at other people, ridicule them? Is that a taught behavior that's coming from, you know, what we look at and what we consume and what other people in our community are doing? Or are we actually doing something that's embettering us? I don't think so. We're teaching ourselves to be cruel and evil people to one another. Again, we attack those all over their way, because we have been impacted by the media hype of thin is in, fat's out. And the mindset is that people, enough people, are overeaters. You overeat. When in fact, the weight gain may be chemical related due to fast food eating in either large quantities or not. As those contaminants in our food, water, air, mixed in with the lack of being able to get at least 8 to 10 hours sleep a night, water without antibiotics in it, chemical plant discharges, radiation, who knows else what falls from the sky, are keeping us ill as well. The mixture of contaminants, plasma, yep, blood, aluminum, radiation, and who knows what else. This is all within our diet today, causing new diseases, death rates increasing within the United States. In fact, the situation at the these restaurants, two in particular, were banned in different countries because the countries found out about the bird flu. Again, the bird flu thing was another thing. Genetically, it had involved maybe the feed that the birds were eating being food that contained contaminants from eating maybe stuff from their own species. We don't know. We don't know. But again, it's very suspicious that they're coming on TV and saying that they're going to change the ingredients in these restaurants. Taco Bell, Pura Bread, Pizza Hut, artificial color, flavors, Chipotle restaurant, GMO foods, genetically modified organisms are in that. McDonald's, Subway, KFC, artificial ingredients, black pepper, yellow dye number 6, avocado ranch dressing. Yes, avocado ranch dressing you might like in restaurants has that in it. Yellow dye. Scary ingredients. You are at risk of gaining 10 pounds eating these foods and doubling your risk for insulin-resistant diseases leading to diabetes and obesity. In 1999, McDonald's burgers still look fresh. Burger King burgers were contaminated with horse meat in 2014. So you think of the chemicals and all the stuff that we're eating, non-natural foods. And even if you go to the store and buy stuff, you don't know where the meat's coming from. I did articles and stories. I had people from the science community on, and individuals that were professors that were looking at what was going on with the food preparation. Far back was when I was on RBN radio, and we talked about how, you know, they don't even pack the food in this country. So imagine a piece of meat that is slaughtered here in the United States is sent over in some type of cold vacuum storage over to India to be packaged and wrapped because it's cheaper to wrap it over there for whatever reason, and sent back and then put on the shelves, and you buy it from a grocery store. You think that's safe? And then again, what kind of chemicals are they putting in it that will make it last that long to travel across the United States to a different country, repackaged, and sent back over here? Now, I think an extraordinary cost that would have in it, to take meat and ship it somewhere and ship it back. Well, evidently, it's not a cost. So who the hell is paying for this? Is it coming from the manufacturers themselves, or is this the government? You know, who's funding this food moving out of the country, being packaged elsewhere and brought back here? I remember talking to one of the Columbine kids on my show. He was not the shooter. He was one of the victims. And anyway, because of him being shot, he had a lot of damage to his body from that. So anyway, he was on a number of antidepressants and things for the shooting and stuff. And anyway, his mom and he found out that this had deadly chemicals in it. And chemicals were so dangerous that it caused them other advanced illnesses. So anyway, he filed a massive lawsuit, which, again, the government gave them no money whatsoever. It was millions of dollars that was sued. Government got money. They didn't. And then, anyway, this is the reason why on the air every single day you hear all these pills being touted as, oh, you use this and it'll take care and cure this disease. But then it'll cause you to have, you know, diarrhea, da-da-da, all this stuff. It came from a case from a gentleman, that is a young man now, that was a part of the Columbine case. So, you know, the thing is that, you know, people are trying to let you know and alert you to what's happening out here. And it's getting even graver. We have situations getting ready to happen. In fact, in the next couple of days, they're going to have an iRobot training thing. I'm not familiar. I didn't check out the state. But this iRobot thing that they're getting ready to do is going to be a contest. We're going to see who's going to come up with the best way to weaponize or create another type of environment for these robots to operate in. Imagine dealing with war with robots. No more humans in the equation. And then these robots are walking down the street. And if you don't get out of the way and do what they tell you to do, there's no compassion and no thinking back. They just will react. So, you know, I think about the police departments and things like that, and they don't get it. They don't really get it. So if you're going to put RoboCop on the street, why do they need you? So do you think it's good for you to sit out and attack the public and just, you know, call the public scumbags and, you know, put them in a situation like this young man that died a few days ago, got shot 16 times while running? Somebody said they allegedly saw somebody with a knife. And this was an honor student in school, happened to be African-American. And as he was running, they shot him 16 times, no weapon found by his body, nothing. And they said it was justified, I guess, or whatever, and because he ran. Now, if you don't run, you get shot too, you know, if you're African-American. So what is it that you're supposed to do? The thing is that nobody is talking about addressing these. They're talking about it, but you know, I don't see doing. Now, again, the Justice Department is doing this fluff and saying, oh, we're going after them. But really, are they really? Or is it just picking out individuals to be scapegoats? You know, okay, well, we got this guy, so now we just go back to what, you know, we were doing before. You know, just to give them something. You know, like they used to say in that old movie, give them Barabbas, you know, or give them Jesus or whatever. You just give up somebody and get the masses to be quiet for a while. You get sick of them complaining because we're going to do what we're going to do. So you got a situation that we're looking at right now in the United States. We got the poisonous bad foods now claiming that sort of change their way. And by the way, black pepper is a natural antibiotic. So if you go to the store and get those little packets thinking it has black pepper in it, and it's salt, who knows what the salt has in it. So you're throwing the ingredients on your food, you're not getting real mineral salt, and you're not getting real black pepper. And black pepper, by the way, will stop things like botulism and all that because it's an antibiotic. And people reveal that. It's even written in the Bible that black pepper serves as an antibiotic. I've been, you know, like I said, I've been doing some massive researches on things because I'm trying to cure myself. You know, it's sad to live a whole life and get in the area of the 80s and 90s and be chemically induced into death. And the thing is that you have no one on the basis of arguing this. You know, where's the Food and Drug Administration? How do they allow all these people to do all this stuff and wait all the way until now and start, you know, putting out these stories on the news? Oh, okay, well, this has got this and that and that stuff. They already knew. They're supposed to respect the food. How are they going to let go that long? How are they going to allow people to eat these chemicals that's in the fast food? And not say anything. But if somebody has a mom-pa kitchen opening up their door for serving some food to people in the community, it's scrutinized and they send the health inspectors in, and et cetera, et cetera. But if you're with the bigger team players, they have to pay out of the pocket too. They hush up, you know, the inspectors that come in from the Food and Drug Administration, because obviously that must be going on, because how can they allow food to have these substances in it and have nobody, you know, doing anything to stop it? I mean, this is obscene. Even schools, school lunches in school, there was a scandal in one of these states where the school lunches were stuffed in these, we call those things, those air raid shelter places underneath the buildings, and they were pulling that out and still using the food to feed kids in school. And this is a real story. It actually happened. This was like 20 years ago. Now the schools don't even have enough money for mustard and ketchup. Yeah, how can that be? They got lottery money. They got money coming in from roads, money coming in from your taxes, money coming in for all this stuff. They don't even have a decent food program in schools. So how do you expect these kids to be not gaining weight, or the kids not being sick? I mean, you got young kids falling dead of heart attacks at 12, 13 years old. It was gymnastics. Why do you think? To be chemicals or in, you know, foods that they're eating? Allergic reaction to things? We don't know. But then if we care, we should know. We should be able to do something about it. And this, and again, this stuff is getting worse and worse and worse. And then this thing with the police shootings, let's go there real quick. The police shooting thing is a conspiracy. I've been in the communities for I don't know how long. I did a lot of civil rights work, was involved with a lot of things in the Chicagoland area and outside. And one of the things that they are lying to you about, these shootings were going on a long, long time back. I remember back as far as the 80s, maybe further back than that. But the news media, because of racial inequality, never covered the stories that were going on in the black community. Yes, people were being shot and killed, stabbed and robbed. What do you think those houses had those bars on the windows for? And the windows, you know, on the housing projects and doors had guard gates because of the crime level. The news media never covered it. So now all of a sudden, you know, we are seeing stories about the murders in the community. And don't think it's not getting worse. But in the mix, they're police. They're individuals, rogue provocateurs, and sending in to shoot people. Now, the same thing happened in New Orleans during that flood. There were rogue people, people that were working in various places, were shooting people on that bridge and killing them, African Americans. So is it not a conspiracy about maybe getting rid of us, black people out there? You know, like Hitler said, the final solution for the Jews. So what do you do, send a pack of people, police around, people posing the police or whatever with badges that, you know, and some kind of secret squirrel patrol. I'm a former deputy. This is just outrageous. I mean, people are walking down the street not doing anything. And this is all revenue stuff. Individuals walking down the street, not doing anything, and it's suspect. And they don't even know that's the person. And they start firing at them, and they don't see a weapon. Even with a knife, if somebody's weighing away with a knife, why would you shoot them like they're a gazelle in Africa? I mean, it's just common ground. What is he going to do from a mile away? He's going to do something like a Magnificent Seven, turn around with a knife and throw it like about a half mile over to you and kill you with it? Most of these are kids shot in the back, killed for no reason. They had a shooting in a crowd. They had a stabbing shooting of 16 times this young man was shot and killed. And the thing they're doing it is to rile up black people. And black people aren't rioting up the way they want them to. They were doing that during the Vietnam War, trying to riot up black people. And we didn't move around like that because we already knew it. They had beaten all of the movement and fighting out of us. I remember the days of Stokely Carmichael and H-Rap Brown and the folks out there during the 60s. I was a young kid then, but I remember I met Stokely Carmichael. He called me years later. And the thing was that Stokely was saying the same thing. Can you imagine your kid going to school in the 60s? Now, luckily, I didn't experience any of this because the area I grew up in, they had different pockets for people. You know, there were these people, and there were the elite blacks, and I was in one of those areas, the elite blacks. So I went to a mixed population school, and there was no situation of nobody calling anybody any name. It was a whole different animal. The other schools, though, it was crazy. I didn't even know what was going on. I talked to people later when I got older. Can you imagine that? At the same time, civil rights was going on. And the same thing with slavery. There were black people owning slaves, and there were black people that never, never, never were slaves. Never were slaves. They own plantations. They own property. I'll talk more about that because a friend of mine, Bob Jones, who used to host the show, he talked about it too. And what happened was, going back to the slavery thing, was, see, there were seven or more states. And according to what Bob was telling me, they're called the imperial states. And imperial states, if you belong, Illinois is one, Michigan's one, Indiana's one. Anyway, they're not, they're sovereign, and you have nothing to do with the folks that are citizens. They're citizens and sovereign people. And the sovereign people are not a part of slavery, and they're not part of this common law they have out there. Not common law, but the law that they have out here, because they're whole under a whole other regime. Just like the American Indian Nation, they have their own constitution, and they're separate from the laws that we have here. And I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that the same thing exists in the Chinese community because they police themselves and handle whatever crime is going on. It's like a separate citizenship. But they don't talk about this. Even in the courts, when you go to the court and they induce you into all these different things, they, you know, they're looking at you as being a citizen. When if you're part of Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, I think it's Wisconsin is one. Wisconsin will tell you, when you go to the court that they're not part of the same system. They operate totally different. So when you argue something there, you have to argue at a whole other level because they don't look at the same laws as we have here in you know this country. It's all on boundaries, where you're located, and what is going on. And in some countries, some of these areas are almost considered many countries unto themselves. But see, we're not taught that in school. We're taught what they want to give us. They give us what they want, they need, in order to control us. I am just, you know, I'm looking at and talking just about a few little things that are going on. Just a few. Now, these train incidents, let's go on that. In Illinois, they had this train incident maybe about a year and a half ago. I almost had put somebody on one of these trains because they had an appointment to go to, and I was going to park and jump onto one of these trains. Anyway, a train came flying out from the blue line and flew around down, going on the track, high speeds and stuff. I don't know how many persons were on board, but there was no conductor. Not one conductor was found on the train. Anyway, people got injured, got hushed up in the press, and, oh, there was no conductor, da-da-da, and it was kind of thrown up in the wind. I looked at it and was like, wow, that's strange. No conductor. Nobody knew anything or how the hell the train started up. No conductor. Then later on, there was a couple other train crashes going on. It was like a myth. Why is all these trains crashing? High-speed incidents again. People, the conductors that were on board, they were taken away as guilty parties. The one that was really odd was the one that hit O'Hare area, where a Blue Line train flew all the way off the track, went up onto the concrete, and went partially up onto the escalator. Luckily, nobody was hurt. And I was like, how the heck did that happen? That's strange. Then there was this one that just happened recently. Doctors in the train, Amtrak train is traveling at high speeds down the street, goes down there and makes a curve, and it's doing about 100 miles an hour, and all these people get killed. Collateral damage, I would say. But then I started thinking about this thing. Well, some folks had told me that, you know, some things were going on, you know, like, for instance, Chicago, the lakefront, the, what is the thing over there? McCormick Place is considered a World Trade Center, by the way. I don't know if you know it. It's got so many multi-levels of buildings, brand new hotel in there. I'm like, why did they do that? You don't even have enough people going in there. People started moving away from McCormick Place because the cost was so great with the Teamsters and stuff. The thing became a white elephant, just like the World Trade Center in New York. You know, World Trade Center in New York was going into a decline of bankruptcy because they didn't have anything. And Willis Tower out here is the same way. Nobody wants to work in those high-rise, big, huge, tall buildings like that because there's no way out. I worked in the Sears Tower, Willis Tower, at one point on the 87th floor. I worked in the Standard Oil building on the 67th floor. And I was scared to death because there's no way. You know, they had a fire drill over the Standard Oil building. I was on the 67th floor, and they said, oh, you know, we want you to, you know, we're going to test the hell we could run down the stairs. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me? They had a security system at the door. I think it was one of those thumb things. You had to go through that. The doors going all the way down were locked. Because there was a rape that happened in the 70s. One person got raped in the stairwell, so then they started this brilliant thing of locking all the stairwells all the way down to the ground. And I said, I've been doing running down those 67 flights. And anyway, and to me, it made no sense to me either. If something like that happened, how the hell are you going to get out of the building in time? And those double-decker elevators in there, that was ridiculous. But the one that was in the Sears Tower building, they had to leave one level and then go to around the another level and take that down. And that job, I just left. I couldn't even take it. It was too high up. It was a law firm I was working for. I just, no, I had to leave. But the thing is that you saw a decline of workers. It was too costly for businesses to be in those buildings. So then what happened? These buildings started becoming shells, nuclear shells, because the thing is they had not enough tenancy to hold a situation economically to be there. So like in New York, there was an economic collapse going on. The World Trade Center was financed by you know, they had insurance through Lloyd's of London that went bankrupt from the 1993 incident. They had a lack of tenants. They had asbestos and lead hidden in the walls. And I had talked to architects and people involved with the build out of that. Ben Laden Group and his family, Ben Laden's family was involved with building it. They'll talk to you about that. And this is all facts. This isn't anything that somebody's reading second, third hand. This is true. Documented information and fact that that was going on at World Trade Center. And what's even made it worse is the thing that happened in the Merrick Building. The Merrick Building in Oklahoma City, that particular building didn't have those things going on, but they had documents for Enron in there. And allegedly the Clinton papers were in there. And guns and all kinds of other stuff they had hidden in that building. that they want to get rid of. So the thing was that, you know, why wasn't that the Ku Klux Klan and the Aryan Nation was involved with the military? And the military had people in investigating, going in undercover in the Ku Klux Klan. And they were involved. And, you know, that was a terrorist act. Why didn't they go after them like they went after ISIS? And even Bin Laden was funding these hate groups because they were going to use the hate groups against African Americans here in the United States through Bin Laden. That was the only thing he did fund. Because I tracked the hell out of that because I was involved with this thing called no riba, no interest, in the mortgage industry. I saw what was going on. And the bottom line, even to this day, they don't want to talk about it. Because, see, the real involvement is back in the day when they were out to get Nixon, they said, follow the money. So nobody followed the money on this stuff. It was like, oh, yeah, these guys did this and that. Come on now, for real? Seriously? Somebody's going to allow, some one guy that's not tied with no country and no country basis at all. He's going to come in and commit all these crimes under what name, under who, and what for where. And you believe it. It was a lie. And the thing was that now they got the, in July, war games coming up in July, like 9/11. It's coming up, all over the United States and, you know, different cities. And these war games, what's that going to be, another one of these 9/11 conspiracies that's going to really hit, you know, everyone here in the United States with something else? You know, I hope, you know, us patriots that were on radio and stuff, you know, do we have to form back up and, you know, get ready for the next impact that's going to happen? They got iRobot through DARPA coming up in June, where they're doing these robots and having a contest to put nuclear type of, some type of laser technology on these robots that they're going to use for, radical people going off. They got drones, got 274 aircraft carriers sitting in the waters with drones on them, you know, to attack what, where, and whom. Nobody in any country's got any money. We're all broke. Only people got money is corporations and banks. We don't have anything. Nobody's got missile launchers and all this stuff, you know. Some people might, but not the general public. So why are they lining up all these drones and robots and stuff unless they know something about some alien attack we don't know? The 14th dimension things coming here to attack us. You know, it doesn't make any sense, does it, to you? Does it make any sense why black people, you know, just walking down the street and, you know, officer roll up on you and say, oh, we're doing wellness tests or whatever the heck they say, and then you get scared and run and they shoot, you know, people in the back and kill little kids? Those are your kids, too. It could be your kid on the street. You know, we look at it like, oh, yeah, you know, because we're so used to looking at murder and death and mayhem every day on TV, we're losing track of stuff. And then one of the worst things I saw was on Facebook, it was this lady, and she was, prostrating herself to do that bumpy bump, you know, with the, you know, her, you know, went out, and she was getting ready to do this dance. And she was in this place, it looked like an abandoned building. Clothes all over, wrecked all over, looked like ripped down walls and stuff. And she was standing there, it was a baby buggy, looked like a baby was in it. And people looked at, you know, was looking at it, look at that mess, blah, blah, blah. But they wouldn't look at the fact that that lady probably didn't have any resources, no money, no food. But we'll go give money in another country, but we got people here, we're not feeding, clothing, or anything. And everything's got to be on a systematic program that you got to get aid, food stamps, SNAP, whatever you want to call it. They want you to get all into the system because that's where they can track you. It took all the jobs out. And why the hell are all their jobs in India? Why the hell are they packing meat in India and sending meat back over here, you know, and then we're eating it and we don't know what we're eating? You go to the dollar store and get meat in the dollar store for a dollar. Get a steak, sirloin steak for a dollar in the dollar store. And where the hell did that come from? And how nutritious is that? But the average guy on the street, if they ain't got no money, the dollar store meat is going to be something. At least they can, you know, produce something and make it look like they're eating food. My body's so racked with chemicals, I don't know what to do right now. And I have, and like I said, I was out yesterday, and I got a call, and the call came in, this is so-and-so bill collector for such-and-such a hospital. And they mentioned this one particular hospital, and I was like, oh, okay, those are the damn people that said I had congestive heart failure and gave me a whole lot of messed up ass medicine that caused me to take all this other kind of messed up medicine that caused me to get sicker. And then I go to the Northwestern Hospital and they say, oh, you don't have that. And then I already had it because I already took all the medicine. They gave me steroids. They gave me, what's that stuff, sulfur. I'm allergic to different things. They gave me everything I was allergic to and everything else they could think of, and I started bloating up and getting in pain. One time my head blew almost like a football, and I ended up over at Elmhurst Hospital parking lot. I passed out on the steering wheel. I sat there passed out with the steering wheel actually honking. Nobody came out. I was out there like that for 3 hours. I dragged myself to the hospital. I had an allergic reaction. I fell out there. They had me in there for a couple of days trying to get rid of this reaction I had from medication I was taking. And the list goes on and on and on. And then you keep taking medication because you get nervous and you don't know what to do. You get scared. You know, you're like last night, I worked my way through it. I don't sleep. Can't sleep because I got all these chemicals in and I can't get them out. And every time I go to the hospital, they come up with something else. Oh, you got some more tumors. You got this. You got this. You got that. And if you write it down in the report, they don't even tell you anymore. They just write the stuff in the report. You read the report. And you're like, what the hell? How do you get rid of this? And then they go back and they do some more blood work and take tests and they come back and tell you got this and that and the other. And you have headaches, dizziness, feel like you're going to pass out. Your skin gets hardened, you blow up, and your blowing up is not from eating food or you know, not eating because of your metabolism. It's because you have these drugs in there, and food, fast food restaurant, freaking things like you would think is pepper estate. They say, oh, don't eat salt. Well, sea salt is a mineral. You have to have salt because that's one thing that keeps you alive, is to have salt. Some people need copper. Some people need magnesium. All those are natural elements that you're supposed to have in your system. They come out and tell you not to take it because if you don't use it, then you get sicker. And then you use the artificial stuff because you use the artificial stuff in the fast food restaurants. I think the thing is appalling, though, to sit there and read that Taco Bell is coming out on TV talking about they are putting real black pepper, powdered pepper, in their alleged products, which they had said they didn't have any meat in there before, like 50% meat. So, you know, what the hell are you eating? Pizza Hut, artificial flavors and colors. Chipotle's has genetically modified organisms, not even meat, organisms. What the hell does that do to you? McDonald's, Subway, KFC, artificial ingredients, black pepper, yellow dye, six, avocado ranch dressing, you know, scary stuff, risky stuff you're eating. And like I said earlier, I say again, this stuff causes you to gain 10 pounds. 10 pounds. It causes obesity and diabetes. So you wonder why there's like 90% of the population gets diabetes. Is it from eating this, you know, contaminated false fried food? So I gather there must be a lawsuit pending because why all of a sudden these folks are coming up saying, hey, we're going to put real food in the food. They weren't saying that before. They could care less, you know, what the hell they were putting in it. So now all of a sudden, you know, like what the Drug Administration is doing, oh, yeah, well, you know, we're going to put real black pepper in your ingredients or your food. Oh, the ranch dressing has got microorganisms in it. Oh, we're going to change that around. We're going to put this in it now. Oh, we're going to use real meat. So what the hell were we eating? And the Food Administration sitting there in the big building and sitting there talking about, oh, well, we investigate food. And like I said, you go out there and put together a pot of food and try to sell it to somebody out there, they'll be on you like hot on rice, arresting and locking you up for selling contaminated food. But yeah, the inspectors allow all this stuff to go out. What the hell's going on? Another story, breaking news story. Every single day, media has this on. Here's one. Woman gets shot while sitting in her house. Woman gets shot on the bus. Woman gets shot every single day. But then again, what's going on back in the day, and they didn't say anything now. Then, now all of a sudden, you know, these stories. And why is it all black people? And these police, again, they're even talking about letting Drew Peterson now. I knew that was going to be short-lived. This trial, because the way he was treated, you know, intentional. See, the thing is that how can you have the corrupt running the government and running, and you run to them and ask them to stop the corruption? Why would they do that when they have their hands in it? You know, somebody might be being paid off or something like that. I mean, this is just obscene. 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 And then they got laws in the book. I had this lawyer, her name was Jane Law in California. She was going around trying to help the farmers out. They were telling people, they're trying to ban you from having your own home garden now. And they're trying to do that because they don't want you to have your own food, so you won't be chemically induced. Because, see, just think of the chain of events that causes money to be generated. Okay, if you're not sick, then that means the doctors don't get paid. If you're not sick, you don't go to the hospital. If you're not sick, you aren't buying drugs from the drug manufacturers. So now you're affecting three different levels of businesses with not being sick. So isn't that logical to create sick people so that they will go to the doctor and go then to the hospital and go back to the places that do the, you know, blood work and all that, and then opens up the door for people in the chemical industry to make money, makes money for the people that are, you know, creating hospital management programs for people near death, makes money for the nursing homes, all this stuff. I trust Omar Sharif. He's supposed to have Alzheimer's. But they say Alzheimer's is caused by just simply having, using aluminum. The stuff that's in aluminum feeds off in back into whatever you're drinking or eating. And that's, they say, causes Alzheimer's. That's one of the levels. And that doesn't include them giving elderly people large amounts of morphine and painkillers and stuff, which kills off their receptors and causes them to move towards death quicker. Morphine. These drugs are not to be used as we've been using. Then you have people out here who are morphine addicts because they've been in so much pain. All they know is, oh, just take morphine. Just take morphine. Just take this. I need this medicine. I need aspirin. I need ibuprofen. I need Insten. I need this. I need that just to deal with the pain each day. This is our society today. Okay, it's getting worse. And then, us sitting there and watching these little kids getting shot down, I don't know where we are. Because, I mean, even if it's a kid, to me, a teenager's a kid. Kids, you know, fools around, kids around, does stuff, you know, fools, pranks. It's somebody's kid. And an officer can come up and shoot a kid in the back. Even in Wild Wild West, you know, that's a yellow-bellied cow to shoot somebody in the back. Yellow-bellied. Coward. Shoot a kid in the back, and he's like almost a mile away from you, and then you run over, and then one threw that taser over. Then again, what rights do black people have? Because, see, they consider everybody black in these non-salvaged areas, and they impose these laws upon us, and we don't realize that if you were born in certain northern states, you've been free from day one. So they can't impose that. They have the same civil rights as everybody else. They want to tell you something, they're lying to you. They don't follow constitutional law. They don't file civil rights. I had civil rights lawyers tell me a long time ago, there's no way you can fight discrimination or civil rights. Now, the reason they say that is because they have taken that civil rights law in many states and have excluded it in language. Language being that, you know, I have to prove it's a situation of you staying in a hotel or staying in a house where somebody discriminates. And then you have, it's a hardship to prove that. Job discrimination is almost impossible to prove. They got the language written in such a way that, you know, you cannot get discriminated, but it is discriminatory. I remember back in the day, back when I was looking for work, I went to a household finance. I don't care if I say the name, because it's true. It's a fact. I went to household finance, and when I was on the phone, they didn't know I was white and black. When I got in there, they pulled a test on me. I passed the test. They still wouldn't hire me. I went to Harris Bank. They hired me because I passed the test. They were testing blacks because they figured that we couldn't get past the test, so they wouldn't have to hire us. While the whites that were going to these jobs weren't even required. Some of them didn't even have a high school diploma or education. They were moving around working, but we had to come in highly educated. And then even if we were highly educated, we weren't being paid. I saw the salaries. I was working. I worked in accounting. I did cost accounting. I did analysis. I did, what's the other thing I was doing, actuary work. I did all that stuff in the beginning. And then later on, I went into computer programming. I saw everything. I saw all the stuff that they were doing. And the unequal pay today has caused African-Americans today retiring not to have the right amount of benefit money to even survive. I talk to nurses and people who retired, and they don't even have a retirement pension plan. And how the hell are you allowing them to go in the pension plan when that was a whole different separate situation? And what they did was clearly they moved your pension into other pension plans, and when they did that, they restored another contract that moved you out of the possibility of having your contract straight in order for you to recover or have the benefits you were supposed to have from your pension. When I first pension, when it first came out, I was with the employee club. I was like the vice president of the employee club of this big corporation, as well as doing my other work. And one of the things is that there were these benefit packages in, and I saw how they operated. And they started bringing in these 401ks and things like that. And the thing was that a lot of these things were not really being paid into. Because, see, they were supposed to compound 10% interest, 22% interest back then. And that was supposed to be locked in, just like the money for Social Security. There was a lock on Social Security money that was coming to people, and that money that was coming to Social Security was backed by bonds, and they were supposed to get the income from these bonds, and the bonds increased, but somehow the money that we were supposed to get got down, dwindled down to little or nothing. So senior citizens, you know, the majority of them, other than the ones that, you know, were, you know, placed in these little pockets that got what they were supposed to get, those senior citizens, you know, they're fine. They can take a hit of paying $500 some odd, thousands of dollars to go into a senior housing facility, pay that right up front. They got the money. And it was paid in the pension. Other people, like African-Americans, like, for instance, here's a good example. In the 70s, I saw African-Americans making $12,000, $13,000 a year and with a master's degree. I saw the counterpart of the same person, same job, making $150,000 a year. Now, think of the retirement money that African-American would have opposed to the other person doing the same work. That's the stuff that was not right. And that, to me, was like a party, and somebody needs to deal with lawsuit off of that and find out why. They had affirmative action then. They had laws on the books. They were supposed to be equal pay for equal work. And then you filed suit at the EEOC, which Clarence Page was on, because I went to him. He was out here in Chicago. I went to him about some discrimination issues. He went and gave my information over the other side that would clearly help me win the case. And he got taken care of, but now he's a Supreme Court justice. And that was more important than them talking about what happened with him with the other lady. Now, what was he doing down in EEOC? How do these people become justices? And I ran one day, I ran over to Operation Push headquarters because a lot of these judges were going over there trying to tout up support in the black community. And it was more than people. I said, the most important office of any election is the judgeship. You know, look at that. You just, you know, oh, street party. The judges you vote in are the ones that could be the culprit to the denial of due process and law. Just like I had this judge that was out here. He evidently believed there was a law in the books that doesn't exist, that you're supposed to have a license plate light registration. There's no such thing. I'm a paralegal. I worked traffic. I was involved with traffic law. I knew law in and out, not only here in Illinois, but out in criminal law and everything else. Well, these paralegals know more than lawyers do, to be honest with you. And no basis of being able to argue a case because you had administrative law cases running in these courts for traffic, and you can't argue them. But the thing I saw was illegal law. How are you going to have a bunch of people come in court, and on the side, they're over there walking around saying, oh, yeah, you can go, yeah, that's okay, da-da-da, on one level. And then when you get your case heard, they throw the book at you because you're African-American. And the case moves in these courts are filled up with African-Americans, Latinos, and people from foreign countries. And I've had to count the white people do get in there, but not the numbers that, you know, drove out for the African-American community. Because, again, we're funding this, so how come we don't have no rights? The hideous thing I saw back in the 80s and after the Civil Rights Movement, all these abandoned buildings in Chicago lay dormant. Nobody fixed those abandoned buildings. They said, okay, let them lay in their own, you know, feet. We don't care. So the areas like of Detroit and Chicago that got destroyed during the Civil Rights Movement, they stayed like that. Then the buildings wrecked out, windows broke out. Nobody did anything repair anything like that. And the blacks weren't living in the community. People were saying, well, why don't you do that? Why don't you clean up your own area? Well, what? It left a structure. How are you going to clean up with something when you have no money? And you have to go beg them for money, and they won't give you any money. So they let the structures just leave like that. And then they said, look at those people. Look at them. Just like look at the fat people, you know, like that guy, you know, the singer. I don't even think he's that fat. He's not even fat. But we sit there and talk about people fat, this and that and the other. Hey, if you look in the mirror, are you straight? Did you see you look right? I see some skinny people, they need to put a bag over their head. Literally. So how do you talk about other people? Look in the mirror before you judge anybody else. Judge yourself before you judge others. That's what it says in the Bible. It's just ridiculous what I'm seeing. It's just really, really, totally ridiculous. And we continue to do it. Now going to the other thing with this train situation. The reason I mentioned the trains was because what I'm seeing is they're supposed to put a high-flying rail system in Illinois. This was pending years. This goes back to about 90s. They were talking about putting this high-speed rail system in. So now all of a sudden you get these trains speeding through high speed, hitting corners, don't make no sense, trains flying with nobody in the, piloting thing and stuff. And I said to myself, I wonder if they're testing to see how these things would maintain themselves on these structures of track that they have or whether or not they have to put new track in. This thought just ran through my mind because it was too many of these train incidents, one after another, going on all over the place, all over the country. You're seeing different train wrecks, different things. Makes absolutely no sense. People traveling high speeds in these trains and having these accidents and crashes. And we're talking about it, and they ask the conductor, and the answer is, I don't know. Why would and then there's a fail-safe on the train tracks to stop the proceeding. They have that. So how come they didn't have that with the situation with Amtrak? does a test to see how this rail system is happening, because he doesn't understand what's going on in Chicago. We got the presidential library coming in, possibly Spielberg bringing his thing in on the lakefront. You know, they're fighting it, but, you know, hey, that's going to bring tourism in. I'm not sure where that's going to go. They got this high-speed train system supposed to be coming in this area. And the other thing is they're opening casinos in Chicago. Now, remember in the beginning I was talking about McCormick Place, a big, huge building, and sitting there dormant. I was like, what the hell? But they got that huge building over there with, you know, 2, 3, 4 conventions, because that place isn't filled up, nor is the hotel like you would think. Wouldn't that be a great place to have a casino? Right there by the lakefront, off the lake, by all the major stuff, major presidential library coming in, all this stuff, bam, bam, right there. Bring a whole lot of revenue, right? So now, all of a sudden, last week, Rizzo's Casino's on TV. Oh, they had somebody that was a mob boss connected. That was a bunch of, you know what, that whole area over there was tied in. So if somebody's, you know, talking to somebody briefly or whatever, means they're tied in the mob. So now they talk about, you know, they're investigating Rivers Casino. And then they had the smaller casinos that other people had the right to open up little casinos and shopping malls. Oh, we can't have our kids look at that, da, da, da. But you can have your kids look at somebody get shot in the street. Yeah, the kids sitting out there looking at sex and all kinds of other stuff, or Instagram and people on the Instagram with, you know, kids doing stuff they shouldn't be doing appropriate on that. You're okay with all that, but, oh, they got a casino over here and a shopping mall. So they're shutting those down. They legislated law to do that, so they wouldn't have anything in the suburbs, and they're going to probably cut down and close down the riverboats because nobody over here is getting money. The next thing, they're going to get rid of Rivers Casino because they want to move all that stuff down to Chicago to make money. So they got a monorail, they got the casinos, they got to have the presidential library, they have Spielberg down there. So that's going to be a mecca for entertainment, the new Vegas. Now, who do they eliminate out of there? Oh, okay, the people that set up Vegas, I think they're pretty much eliminated out of the picture. They eliminated a whole bunch of other people out. There's no set-asides for African-Americans. That's out because the only set-aside was Rivers Casino, and the guy that owned that, he died. And Michael Jackson was tied into that because they were going to open joint resorts. So now, you know, there's some black people really tied into Illinois casinos. Is that fair, right? They don't even have any Native American Indians that I know of tied to this. So, you know, who's getting the money for that? And where's the money for the schools? How come schools don't have mustard and ketchup and stuff like that? You know, where's that money going? So we're okay with that. We don't look at budgets. We don't look at nothing. We just keep on going on and curve us out in the morning and go to work, come back like ants and come back and forth and just give our money up to the you know, what in the sky. You know, I don't know what it's in the sky, but and it's a new, who knows what. Because I know God don't need no money. We're okay with that. Okay. And then this thing about Oswald. I'm going to get into that now. Oswald's situation along with Jack Ruby. Jack Ruby poured his heart out to Dorothy Kilgallen. My dad died in 62. That was after, before the Kennedy assassination. But my dad knew Kennedy, and he knew Jack Ruby, and he also was involved with getting Kennedy elected. Now, my father, I felt, died under suspicious means. Now, what's going on here, okay? If you read the history of Oswald, it's all there in declassified documentation. Take time to look it up. The classified documents talk, you know, specifically in regards to how Jack Ruby was in the military. And then when he got out of the military, he was assigned to this group or whatever he was dealing with to basically launch a kind of like probe into the Communist Party. But in this probe, he was set up communism, because this was during the McCarthy era. There's rumors that he was some kind of blood relative to Jackie Onassis. If that's true, I don't know. I haven't seen any documents on that, but they were talking about it. Jack Ruby also owned the Carousel Club down in Texas, popular nightclub, and a lot of black entertainers played there, and my dad was one, and my dad knew Jack Ruby because Jack Ruby was out here in Chicago. Now, the thing with Jack Ruby was he was moving around setting up Communist Party members. Now, there's a picture, if you go on the Internet, where I, you know, put the site up for both on Facebook and then also on the site for Blog Talk Radio, click on it, under Wix. There's a huge story in there about Jack Ruby on the left side of the column, and a picture of Jack Ruby with Oswald. Now, why is a picture of them two together if they didn't know each other in the first place? Now, Oswald, he was with the military, too. He leaves the United States and goes to Russia, writes letters to them, and says that he wants to be a part of the Communist Party. He goes and stays there for a long time, marries his wife, who was Russian, and he stays there. And anyway, you know, he's swarming down, anti-American, this, that, and the other, communist. Okay, when he comes back, he gets hooked up with Jack Ruby. Again, if you go to that website, I have this documents. This isn't no, you know, I'm reading out a book or anything. This is classified documents of his connection to Jack Ruby. So Jack Ruby and him knew each other. Now, there's another video that I just posted onto YouTube about the guy who was locked up with Jack Ruby, Cole, and he had stated that Oswald, told him that they were involved. It wasn't him that killed the president. He was talking about something else. And somewhat it was a tie into the fact that Ruby and Oswald was involved with selling guns. Now, who were they selling? Now, look at the parallel of this. I look at parallels and similarities. You got Jack Ruby and Oswald working together in the Communist Party, knowing each other before the Kennedy assassination, and they're involved with selling guns to whom? And if they were selling guns, let's look at what happened with Timothy McVeigh down there in Oklahoma City. He got involved with, Hale and some other folks, and they were selling guns at the gun show. And they're tied to Aryan Nation and to the Ku Klux Klan. It's all documented. Parallel universes. Now he got assassinated president before that. Jack Ruby, Communist Party, military, infiltrators, working for whom? Government here or what? Pushing communism during the McCarthy era. Because, see, McCarthy had to have communists, and there were no communists, so you had to create communists. You had to create an environment of communists to have somebody fight against communists. It didn't exist. See, down in Harlem during the Renaissance period, black people were hanging out with white people, and that was considered communism. It was anti-American, because we weren't supposed to do that. Mixing with the races, being friends and stuff like that, that's what that stuff was about. The McCarthy came out and said that, you know, pulls in communism, but communism had nothing to do with what you thought it was. Because look at what they're doing right now. This is fascism, communism, and everything else all rolled into one. And we're a party of it because we're funding it. We're the funding source for all this evil. Now, some of you out there that say that you're Christian and stuff like that, you'll say, oh, well, you know, let me ignore it. But, you know, will God ignore you ignoring it? Or whatever you believe in, doesn't matter what God system you believe in. It all comes out the same equation. Doesn't matter if you believe in any religion on the face of the planet. If you do evil, it comes back, and that evil is what we're perpetrating right now against our children, against the laws that were set for and against the principle of what this country was supposed to be founded on and the principle of what we're doing to the earth itself was falling all this poison. I want to have friends come over and look at these trees by me. Told me all the trees are dying, and they are. You see them all dried up and dying and the bark's getting all weird. They're dying. So what are we going to do for oxygen, Prisa? We're going to walk around with oxygen masks on because the trees are the environment that causes us to have oxygen breathe. But then we're killing the trees because we got all this chemical. We got people spritzing something out of planes. Nobody's telling you anything. But that's your money because they can't fly planes unless you gave them money to do that. It's all part of the system. The senior citizens are treated horribly. There's places like McDonald's and Burger King and stuff out there where I am. All these restaurants, every single restaurant does not have a capacity open door for a wheelchair. That's and against ADA. And if you go to play at the ADA, ADA don't exist. They'll tell you, oh, well, you can't come to us. You got to go to them. You go to them and they just laugh you off because you're going singular. They don't care. Only thing, like I told you, they're interested is bottom line expenditures. Job market is just horrendous out here now. It's not going to get any better. It's just, you know, they said talk about minimum wages. Even if you're making $12 to $17 an hour, it's not enough to fund what they got going on. The rents out in these areas are ridiculous. All across the United States, it's just totally ridiculous. Even with senior housing or anything, all of that is ridiculous. So who the hell funded it? Now, I talked to a couple of people out there that were talking to me, saying that they were making $200-$300 an hour. You know, and I was like remembering back in the day when programs were making $200-$300 an hour because they were tied into allegedly a Y2K thing, and then that dried up immediately. So those are people they try to target to come in these communities because they're going to be coming in entertainment in Chicago, got a high-speed rail system. They'll go to the presidential library, read his reports, can go over there and hang out in Spielberg's thingy, whatever, you know, if they put that on the lakefront. They got high rail systems. They got the casino coming in. So this place, like I said, is going to be the second Vegas. Second Vegas. And we're not part of it. We're not going to be paid for anything. The stuff we're looking at is hideously demonic. It's not going to change anything anymore. Nothing. Nothing. The only thing that could change is us. You change yourself. And it's not for me to complain. It's just me stating what's going on so you can understand and have something to kind of more or less figure out what to do. Now, this is a funny picture. You see, Chicago cops posing for a photo standing over a black man. And the black man has antlers on, and they're sitting there with a gun in their hand. And this is from Chicago Sun-Times. Posted just a minute ago from a friend of mine on Facebook. His name is Mabeen E. Muhammad. He's with CORE. It's my friend, Munir Muhammad, runs that. He is with the Nation. And anyway, got a picture of two guys with guns and pointing their fingers, you know, and stuff. And they got a black guy with antlers on kneeling down in front of them. This is insane. It's a joke. So what's the Justice Department doing about that? You know, what justice is in that? And see what they do, too, and I hate to say that, you know, folks, I'm being downright or honest with you. They stick black people in as tokens in these spots. It's supposed to be, oh, you know, I'm ahead of this, this and that and the other. They answer somebody, and they can't do nothing at all. Nothing. See, I was very boisterous when I worked places, and they needed me, so I didn't put up with a whole lot of stuff. I didn't put up with nothing any of these people do. Okay, what it was. Didn't care because I had multifaceted background and I could move to one industry to the other, and I didn't care. But, you know, what I'm looking at is just, I just can't believe it. Cannot believe it. And this is America. America, the beautiful that we're supposed to be able to look at, to be happy and all this stuff. And here's another thing for you to know, lawsuits. Anyone who had a mesh or bladder sling implant from the year 2000 may qualify for cash settlement from manufacturers of Johnson & Johnson. See, when they put this stuff in your body, it contaminates. After a while, it breaks down and gets bacteria in it. And then you can come down with all types of illnesses and things. Now, they don't tell you that. And a lot of times people, you know, having surgery, sit there unconscious, they don't know what's going on. They have no idea what's going on. So the next thing you know, they are in a situation that they, you know, they just could be out there with nothing. You know, you can sit there and reminisce, oh, that was in, you know, this and that and the other. You know, who cares? You don't have the money back in it. So what's the point? Just like, you know, retiring from these companies I work for, you know, stuff. What did I have to show? No money. Nothing. This is sad. Really now sad. Now, today is another day, and who knows what's going to happen today. But again, you know, the way things are looking, you know, with this test war game thing coming up in July, robots coming out of the woodwork for whatever purpose, who knows what that is going to lead to. You know, some other catastrophe here or something. You know, it's just like you got a mindless entity doing whatever it's going to do. And you're a pawn and you're a voyeur to what's getting ready to happen. So I'm just going to tell you that in the next few days, I'm going to be doing another show and another show. And I'm going to start bringing the broadcast back up because there's a lot of stuff getting ready to happen. And a lot of stuff, you know, needs to be reported. So I'm going to do that. But I'm also going to bring some other people on the air. And I'm, you know, I got some things I'm getting ready to do because, again, you know, these things are being reported. You know, this thing with black people, black women, whoever is getting shot on the street for no apparent reason. Somebody needs to do something with that for real. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not funny seeing hunters with black men with antlers underneath them and they're cops, you know, making fun of this. It's not a funny matter because, again, if it was their family, their kids getting shot, their teenager getting shot and killed. And I don't know who tolerates that. I don't know who tolerates that kind of stuff. So anyway, I'm going to conclude this broadcast. If anyone's listening, I'm going to look and see if somebody's called in with a question or anything, but I will be back on maybe this weekend. I'm not sure because I'm in the midst of trying to get something taken care of. I'm sorry, I'm trying to see something here. I've been talking all slow and stuff. But if you want to email me, my email address is B as in boy, URLEY. @gmail.com. If you want to make a donation, you can do so through PayPal. It's paypal.com, and then you just put in Deanne Burley, and it should pop up. If you, I think they also take credit card payments. Let me see. This is another thing I want to see. I want to see if there's anybody that may be calling in. Caller 718-508-9513. It's I don't know. Anyway, thank you for listening tonight. And good night, everyone. Good night.